Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
One of the biggest Houston killers looking for a new team or looking for a retirement home. And my gosh, that Yankee venom that we've seen the last 2 days, it has hit a high peak. A plus for creativity. That's in 14 minutes. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The guys who left the Texans after the 2020 season, free agents from this offseason, I want to just list where Texans have landed this offseason, and I want to show you a sign of just how dumb and how much of a football idiot King Bill O'Brien was as a general manager, because the league is telling us such. Mm-hmm. We already knew, but there seems to be a constant reminder of how much of a football idiot King Bill was. Lions signed Darren Fells. Will Fuller, Bernardrick McKinney, Brennan Scarlett all go to the 305. Scarlett and Fuller signed. McKinney was traded for Shaq Lawson. Mm-hmm. J.J. Watt signed with the Arizona Cardinals. A.J. McCarron, he's going to replace Matt Schaub as the backup quarterback in Atlanta. So right. He takes his talents to Atlanta, holds down the spot that Matt Schaub held down for all those years. Zach Fulton is a member of the Giants. Brian Anger, the punter, is a member of the Cowboys. Chad Hansen does not have a team yet. And there are three guys that I want to focus on here to make this point.
Yep.
Kenny Stills, Gary and Conley, and Duke Johnson all are still free agents, and they have not found teams to sign with.
How'd you get Kenny Stills?
Why is that significant, you ask? Because these are three guys, when it comes to not respecting draft picks, these are three guys. You threw in a second for Kenny Stills in the Tunsil trade. You traded a third to the Raiders for Gary and Conley the same week that you were facing the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And you threw in a third for Duke Johnson when the Browns were trying to trade him and had already acquired multiple running backs to replace him. So three guys, Stills, Conley, and Duke Johnson, that King Bill traded day two draft picks for, a second and two thirds, don't even have teams right now, John. Don't even have teams right now, and you traded third round picks and second round picks for these guys.
That is all you need to know about the Bill O'Brien talent evaluation and how he really, it's one of the many things that Bill O'Brien did bad. Valuing, money and equity, draft capital, it's like I've never seen before. I mean, this is a second-round pick, man. I mean, these are second- and third-round picks. Those are enormously valuable. We may be getting suckered in, but we're talking about all the potential of Davis Mills, a late third-round pick, mid- to late third-round pick, and he's just giving them away for guys that are on the street right now. They can't find a job. It was a great illustration right there.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Moral of the story, King Bill, not a good GM. This came down from Adam Schefter today, and I think it's significant when it comes to franchise quarterbacks moving. Some will say no, nothing to see here. I want to hear what you have to say about it. The Packers have begun exploring quarterbacks they can add to their roster for OTAs and training camp. Camp bodies, it's a typical thing. We've seen the Texans do this. Mm-hmm. But Jordan Love is currently the only quarterback on their roster. So the team is looking at adding quarterbacks, adding bodies for OTAs and camp. Much to do about nothing or more proof that Aaron Rodgers could be on his way out?
Yeah, no, I think this is more proof about Aaron Rodgers. I've seen our guy Pete Prisco down in Jacksonville was saying, oh, so they're getting camp arms, big deal. I love Pete, but he has to know better. This is not just camp arms. Camp arms are Ryan Finley, you know, right now, behind Tyrod Taylor and ostensibly Deshaun Watson and obviously Davis Mills. That's a camp arm. Ryan Finley is a camp arm. These are guys that are, you know, if you're going to assume that Deshaun Watson is gone, I think you can pretty safely assume that Aaron Rodgers is either gone or retired. He's gone one way or the other. I mean, he's got one quarterback. That's not a camp arm. That's a second-team quarterback, or maybe somebody that can compete to be the starter if Jordan Love doesn't succeed.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Leonard Fournette, former Jags running back, Super Bowl champ with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, had an interesting tweet yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was commenting on the divorce, the pending divorce between Bill Gates and his wife. And he was also talking about the Jeff Bezos divorce. This is what Leonard Fournette had to say via Twitter. Quote, the two richest men on earth couldn't keep their girl happy, but I'm supposed to. Laughing emojis.
That's so good. Yeah, I mean, do you see a problem with that tweet?
Money doesn't buy happiness, John.
It does not.
I know it's hard to tell you that. Yeah. Money does not buy happiness. Did you see the deal that Bill Gates had with his wife?
I saw that she didn't. She's not going to contest anything.
No, but they had an agreement, and yeah. This is from Barstool actually put this out. Mm-hmm. It was from a 97 article. Apparently, when they got married, there was an agreement that one time a year, Bill Gates was allowed to go on a beach vacation his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who would sign up for that?
Well, look how it ended up. No, I saw where she was not going to contest. No, I'm sure they have some sort of agreement. But
we're talking $113 billion.
I saw he's worth $130 billion.
Okay, like how much do you need to argue about this?
Store a bill, man. You know?
She's going to get more than a bill.
Oh, yeah.
They got
oh, yeah.
kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing to have to fight for a few extra thousand or something like that, like in a normal divorce. We're talking about 130 Billy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need half if I'm her. Just give me 35%.
Oh, it's up to $134 billion.
Give me 35%.
Yeah.
Please.
Wow. 130. How do you even count $135 billion, $34 billion.
Jim Irsay actually talked about that with Pat McAfee. Yeah. This was Jim Irsay with McAfee talking about becoming a billionaire. Because before his father passed away, Jim Irsay was actually somewhat in debt. Here is Jim Irsay, the owner of those damn Indianapolis Colts, talking about the life of a billionaire.
It's an interesting thing because a lot of people wonder, because my dad, you know, we were arguing about a raise, I think, for myself at the time that he got sick and passed away. I had a bloated visa bill and a house payment and everything. And then, so I went from, you know, that to owner. And everyone wonders, you know, what's it like when you have billions of dollars and you know, I mean, you don't go in your basement. There's not like, you know, gold bullion sitting there. It's just like you call this person and you say, will you transfer, you know, $80 million? Okay. And then on your screen, it disappears. I mean, you never see the money. I mean, people think, you know, that you have some big trade of, you know, gold somewhere. It's like, no. It's just, they tell me it's there. So they said I can go pick up that plane. So
you see the money, you just don't get the gold bullion, as he says. I mean, it's kind of cool to hear him in that context, like just a dude that kind of won the lottery, so to speak.
Won the lottery, his dad died. What do you mean?
Financially.
That's not a, lottery win? His dad died, so he won the lottery? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you today? You really are a horrible person.
You're the one who just said he won the lottery
because
his dad
died.
He was laughing
about it himself.
But he didn't say he won the lottery because his dad died like you just did.
He kind of said that.
Good Lord, John.
You're so full of crap.
Good God.
You're
gosh.
Just a bad radio person, Landon. That's all there is to it.
You're going to hell
Thank
on
you.
Scholarship with
you
that.
You are. Speak for yourself, big fella.
Good gosh.
Good God.
Astros versus the Yankees right now. Gerrit Cole on the mound. Tell me if you've heard this the last 3 days. Giancarlo Stanton with the home run for the Yankees. Home run in every game of the series. Giancarlo Stanton. Doesn't matter if it's raining. Doesn't matter if it's an early afternoon game. Doesn't matter if it's a night game. Giancarlo Stanton, rumors of his demise were greatly exaggerated. He is alive and well, and he is, in this series, an Astros killer.
Look, he's providing everything that they paid for now. I mean, I don't think anybody's regretting Giancarlo at this point. Man, that guy is just, and talk about locked in. That's what Dusty was saying right after the game. Before the game today, how locked in he is.
Speaking of Astros killers, probably the biggest Astros killer of all time is getting released. Albert Pujols.
Yeah, saw that.
I think he's 63 years old now.
41.
Oh. You sure?
Okay, well, maybe, depending on birth certificate validity.
You sure?
I'm not sure.
What would you bet on? Would you bet on Albert Pujols really being 41?
I'll say 43.
I'm going to say 66.
They usually fudge by a year or two.
I'll say 66. I don't know if he's going to play again. He could retire. I tweeted out at Landry Locker on Twitter that Stanton's going to take the torch from Pujols as the top Astros killer. Greg Rajan of the Houston Chronicle responded to that tweet. He quote tweeted it. So he's trying to show me up a little bit.
So what did he say?
He said, 3 games versus 20 years. And he put a gif up of let's pump the brakes. And I just said, hello, well, actually gif guy.
Who is the next Astros killer behind him?
Could be Stanton. I don't know. I mean, I'm not comparing him to Pujols.
By the way, speaking of money, I just looked it up because these things intrigue me. $340 million he made playing baseball.
Yeah, and he stole most of that with the Angels. This is why you don't give those long-term deals.
He's in the last year
to guys in their 30s. How long has it been a bad contract? They're like 4 years, five?
Yeah, three.
It's been bad.
Three.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
It's been rough. Mm-hmm. All-time RBI leader, though. He is third on the list. He's 6 behind Babe Ruth. You got to come back and get those 6.
6. Can you imagine?
You got to come back and get those 6.
I bet you he does just because of that. Just because of that.
I think the Cardinals should sign him. I don't know how their first base situation is. Just let Pujols get in a little bit.
He might.
Bring him back. Let him break Babe Ruth's record with the Cardinals.
What about DH with the Yankees? And then the Astros face
him
in the postseason.
They don't need him. They got so many options. They got bats for days.
What about the Astros?
Damn Yankees. Now,
you thinking about it?
No.
Now you got Yordan.
Okay.
And you got Yuli. No, you don't need him. Plus, you got Alidmus, my guys, more Diaz, please.
Yeah.
They might need to platoon him with Tucker if he can go out there in right field. Give Tuck a little bit of a rest.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
He's having a hard time. Well. I'm a little surprised Altuve was in the lineup today. Just because he's been struggling so much, afternoon game after a night
he
game.
He led it off with a hit for the second straight game.
Yeah.
And then Michael Brantley grounded into a double play in the first inning for the second straight game.
Did you know it's Altuve's birthday?
I did. They know that in New York as well.
They know in the Bronx.
And they let him know. Who would have thunk it? Jose Altuve getting birthday wishes from those damn Yankees. Kinda. You'll hear it next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Jose Altuve's birthday is today. What better place to celebrate your birthday than in front of thousands of people who hate your guts? That's how Jose Altuve is celebrating at Yankee Stadium, the place that created such chants as cheater, 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 and bleep you, Altuve. What did they have for the former MVP today on his birthday? I'm glad you asked. A-plus for creativity out there in the Bronx.
It is 8 per hour.
What a difference 12 hours are making. It's the spot that I saw you guys last night with the gloom. Boom up there, boy! I tell you.
Bleep your birthday. That's really mean. That's not nice of those New Yorkers.
Not nice.
On his birthday.
Creative chant, though. Yeah. I give him an A-plus for creativity.
I'm not going to lie, I laughed a little bit when I first heard it. I said, are they saying what I think they're saying?
Speaking of New York, and Albert Pujols, by the way, released by the Angels today. So he's leaving the AL West. Who knows if he's leaving baseball? Could sign with another team. You got to think you want to pass Babe Ruth, six RBIs away.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, though. Who knows? But Giancarlo Stanton has done a good job of looking like Albert Pujols in this series. A bomb in the first two games, and then earlier today, a bomb off of Lance McCullers. So his third home run in as many days. However, in the top of the fourth inning, with big Yordan Alvarez on the bump against Gerrit Cole, former Astro, current Yankee, yeah, best pitcher in the American League this year, Yordan Alvarez went to the plate, and Yordan Alvarez said for the first time at Yankee Stadium, four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
1-2 pitch is crushed down the right field line and into the second deck. Air Yordan flies once again in Yankee Stadium, his fourth in that ballpark, the most of any visiting stadium. We're tied at one.
Man. So, look, I think, you know, when you're talking about what Yordan can bring and what Pujols has brought and what he can maybe bring another team, it's hard to find a guy that can do that. You know, we're talking about the Astros, and what about the Astros if Albert Pujols wants to make another run? Well, not the Astros. There are a lot of teams that are looking for a guy that can just hit the ball off as DH. It's hard to find a guy to hit home runs, hit the long ball as a DH so consistently.
Landry Locker, John Lopez,
Game Changers
with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 6.
Still hit the most historic home run in this city's history.
Hits the bomb. I'm telling you, man, this is the game that I'd rather have this one over the first two. You thought I was crazy.
You
said
are crazy.
I sickened you. So you said I disgusted you because of this. I 100% would rather have roughing up Gerrit Cole after the way he treated the Astros on the way going out, the uniform he's wearing. I would take more satisfaction in that one win.
But you're moving
over
the
previous two. I'm gonna move the goalpost. These nuts. Who cares? I'm moving the goalpost. I wasn't asked this. I said I wanted to take two out of three, but now I'm talking
about
the option.
But yesterday you didn't.
I didn't say that I wouldn't weather. You didn't give me a choice. I said two out of three.
And Tuesday you
this
didn't.
Was going to be one of the three.
Yeah, but Tuesday you were like, let's beat those Yankees. Then yesterday, well, let's get to
yeah,
the
you
rubber game.
Win two, I said you want to win two out of three. One of the two out of three would have been this Gerrit Cole thing. Now mm-hmm. I'm saying I'll take the Gerrit Cole thing over the two
you're
losses.
You're lying and you're it's smiling because positive. You know you're
there's,
lying.
There's nothing moving the goalpost about it. Sometimes you got to embrace the good. I know you're not very positive, but I'm a positive thinker, and I think positive, so that's all
I'm
saying.
Was I doing this show with someone else last two
Let
days?
Me just tell you, I'm happy about I would rather have beating Gerrit Cole than winning those first two. Who the hell were these pitchers yesterday anyways? Who cares about these guys? This is Gerrit Cole. This is a guy who whined the second after you lose the World Series. He goes in there with a Scott Boras hat and basically says, kiss my ass, Houston. Mm-hmm. I'm out of here. That's what he said.
I'm thinking of all the people I would rather be doing this show with right now than you. I'm just, it's, I love doing
that's
this show.
Hey, it's Rick Kamla.
Come on. That's a reach. That's a reach.
You're moving the goalpost.
Yo, Houston, it's your boy Cam. We got our Houston Astros out there. The Atlanta Braves, I mean, Houston Astros are on the field.
I love doing the show with you. But
if you have a bunch of bad dates on Bumble, you'll probably start turning to Instagram to find a hookup.
Come I on. Mean, that's how bad it is. I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, I wake up every morning. I'm
tripping
excited
like
to come
Scottie
to work.
Pippen. Hey, did you guys hear?
I mean, the list is endless.
Tripping like Scottie Pippen. You don't even believe what you're saying right now. By the way, Lance McCullers just gave up his second home run of the game. Yankees up 3-1 in the fourth inning. McCullers, man, I don't want to be too
volatile.
Critical of it. I don't understand that contract extension before the season for McCullers. Yeah. I like McCullers, but that seemed like an interesting deal, especially with the young arms you have right now. I think Garcia's got something. I think Javier's got something. I think Fromber's got something. That if you're going to pay McCullers that with the young guys you got right now, you got to think that he is an unquestioned, solidified, 100% top two of the rotation guy, and I just don't feel like that when he's on the bump. That was an interesting decision by Click. With how smart they're being with money when it comes to Correa and not wanting to give those 10-year deals, which I actually understand, I thought the McCullers contract was somewhat interesting. I don't want to call it a disaster or anything. And he is in his second year of TJ, off of TJ, which is usually the when you start to kind of find yourself. But I just didn't look at that 5-year or whatever it was, $90 million deal, and say, you know what, that's a great deal. They really had to get that one done.
He's just been volatile. It's hard to predict what you're going to get with him. Sometimes you're like, wow, this guy has the stuff of a Cy Young pitcher. And then the next day, you know, it's just so erratic with him. So, no, I agree with you. That was a little bit of a reach, but I guess they just did him a solid. I mean, whatever you want to call it, they wanted to lock him up.
They're doing solids now?
Well, I'm saying because they didn't have Verlander. They didn't have a lot of, you know, proven commodities in the starting rotation, so they wanted to keep him happy and make sure he was going to be here.
Greinke and Verlander coming off the books after this year, so,
yeah.
I mean, I guess you want to get him wrapped up.
Yeah.
I am intrigued by these young arms and what they're going to do with the rotation whenever Fromber does come back, but that just seemed like an interesting. I don't want to say it's. I'm not going to sit here and like bang the table and say it's a disaster. It was interesting
given the way
that they handled it.
You just want him to become that Greinke and Verlander kind of consistent pitcher. By the way, you mentioned Luis García. You cannot get more hard luck than he was last night. Two outs in the fifth inning, never had a win, never been in line for a win in the major leagues, and gets absolutely squeezed on a strike three call. I guess it was against Stanton, wasn't it?
These umpires are out of control.
They're ridiculous. They're awful.
These umpires are really out of control lately. I don't know if it's personal or not, but I mean it does seem like in this series, maybe the crowd is impacting them, but they've been bad both ways. I know Yankee fans aren't big fans of what's going on either, but these umpires just
been
awful.
Oh, you heard Turturro talking about him.
Nick Turturro not happy, the Yankee super fan. Lance McCullers gets out of the inning. Astros trailing 3-1. Heading into the fifth. I like the pace of this, though. I will say I do like the pace of this game. Nice old-school stuff for the Stros. Gerrit Cole going to be back on the mound. I will tell you, based on experience and based on viewing him, and I know most of you have, Gerrit Cole will get it going in the third time through that lineup, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's when the gas kicks up.
Mm-hmm. Giancarlo, baby.
A little bit scary. Giancarlo doing his thing. We thought that he was I don't want to say done or washed, but you were looking at that contract.
Well, you weren't getting what you paid for.
It's not there.
Now nobody's complaining right now. I mean, he's the reason they've won the first two, and he's the reason they're up right now.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Astros looking to get back above 500. They lose this one. They're going to be back below. George Springer, by the way, not going to be facing his former team. Thought this was going to be kind of a homecoming for Springer. I got to think there's going to be some sort of video tribute for him tomorrow when he departs. But you talk about moves and you talk about good moves, bad moves. It does seem like that might have been a wise decision by the Astros because George Springer right now, we've seen him have trouble staying in the lineup. We've seen some injuries at times that really he was the MVP of the league at one point before he got injured recently in a recent year, and the only thing that can slow him down sometimes is injuries. He's moving like Kirk Gibson on the base
pass.
Well,
they just put him on the IL again.
Came back,
yesterday.
Put him back on. So, not looking good for George. Good news for him. He got that money. So, more power to him. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Coming up, the big five departures since December of 2019. Which ones were the most impactful and which ones hurt you the most? We'll discuss next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Down on the end. League is ready. With two on and two out, is 0-1 pitch. It's coming. Swing and a long one. There it is, baby. The Cardinals take the lead as Albert Pujols comes through in the pitch. And the Redbirds lead this, baby, 5-4. What'd I tell you, folks?
Biggest Astros killers, Albert Pujols looking for a new team. He was released 6 RBIs away from Babe Ruth. Don't know what's going to happen with Pujols. We do know that Giancarlo Stanton looking like Albert Pujols as the Stros take on the Yankees, looking to avoid the sweep. Stanton for the third time in as many nights/days, 3 bombs against the Stros. Lance McCullers has actually already given up 2 bombs today. Stros trailing 3-1 facing Gerrit Cole, one of the guys that got away. December of 2019 was when Gerrit Cole officially became a New York Yankee, which brings us to the question of the day. Before we get to it, let's hear from Gerrit Cole. The final time that he spoke as a member of the Astros, well, maybe he was a representative of himself, but the final time he spoke in the Astros clubhouse after the Astros lost Game 7 of the World Series. Here's the last words that we heard from current Yankee pitcher, one of the best in the game, Gerrit Cole.
I have to do it?
What you do, bro?
I mean, I'm not important. I'm not important.
You're right.
All right, as an affiliate of myself, then.
Did you expect to get in the game today?
If we were winning, yes. Yeah, a lot of good friendships. Obviously learned a lot about pitching from my teammates, from the pitching coaches and pitching staff. And it was just a pleasure to play in the city of Houston.
There you go, and he's gone. He's a Yankee. We thought maybe he was going to go to the West Coast, California guy, but he goes to the Yankees. His childhood squad actually attended the 2001 World Series, and now pretty much picking up where he left off. Could have been the Cy Young Award winner in 2019. Verlander got the award instead, but Gerrit Cole with the Yankees. The impact of that significant because your biggest competition in the American League or one of your biggest threats picks up one of the best pitchers in the game.
And you're seeing it.
Impact second to none there. DeAndre Hopkins from the Texans to the Arizona Cardinals. Again, that's not in the same conference. Arizona didn't make the playoffs last year. Really a good year for DeAndre last year, but not a huge impact. But you could make a case that is snowballing into what could be the biggest trade in the history of this city. If Deshaun Watson is traded, tomato, tomato, chicken, egg, all that type of stuff, you can make a case that the Hopkins trade on March 16th of 2020 is actually the most significant because it led to, according to many, the Deshaun Watson trade that is coming. So that's almost a two-piece combo cause and effect type thing.
Yeah, would we even be here? Maybe. I don't know, but I think the odds are much, much lower if they don't trade DeAndre Hopkins just because – Deshaun Watson made his feelings very clear at that time, well before anything happened that he was talking about, you know, people with control and think they have power and, alienating or being alienated from the team. The same can almost be said with the Rockets, with Daryl Morey. What happens there? If Tillman doesn't buy the team, and all of a sudden, by the way, Tad Brown now gone too, as well. But for what it's worth,
is he going to Philly?
I don't know where he's going, but he's gone. But had Daryl Morey not had kind of a falling out, is James Harden still here? That butterfly effect thing is real, and it's very fascinating.
Andrew Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And you just mentioned James Harden, one of the best players in the NBA now in Brooklyn. The impact there, you put it number two on your list. You put Watson and then James Harden when it comes to the big five.
Yeah.
I think that could be an unfinished result as well because I honestly think the Nets, if you ask me to pick the NBA champion, I think the Nets are going to win it. I get all the questions and all that, but assuming that James Harden's ready to go and assuming that those three guys who I think have played seven games together – assuming those guys play together, I don't care about the defense talk. I don't care about anything. You put KD, James Harden, Kyrie Irving on the same court, I don't feel like too many teams, especially in the East, are going to be able to beat them. So maybe we look at that even more significantly if James Harden does do there what he was unable to do here. And I get that he has a better supporting cast around him, but maybe you look at that a little bit different because it would be the first move where – of the five that we're listing, someone leaves Houston and then ends up and go getting that championship. Andre didn't do it when he left. Nolan Ryan didn't do it when he left. So maybe we look at that even more differently and it creeps up a little bit closer to Deshaun Watson. Maybe not.
I don't think so. Certainly there's going to be a little bit of an emptiness feeling. Oh, you can win a title now, but you couldn't do it here. At the same time, he was a polarizing guy that a lot of fans had already had enough of and were ready to see go when by the time Harden left. So it might be a collective shoulder shrug, you know what I mean? But I think if you're going through all of them, you know, Garrett Cole and Deshaun and Hop and Harden and JJ, the expected ones don't really hit you as much. Because JJ was the best player in franchise history and still is the best player in franchise history. Nobody really got as upset as we've in other cases because it was expected, just like James Harden.
Here was James Harden, one of his last media sessions. This was after he blew off the Rockets during the offseason and decided to do his own thing instead of giving Coach Silas the time of day.
James, you obviously had a close relationship with Daryl for all those years, and I think you had a lot of trust in him. Do you have that same trust in Rafael Stone that he can put pieces around you?
We haven't had a conversation, so...
James, what was the point that you were trying to get across when you went to Atlanta and Vegas when training camp was starting?
I was just training.
What were you training for?
The start of the NBA season.
How did going to Atlanta and Vegas help you there when the Rockets were starting training camp in Houston?
Just, you know, my personal trainers.
Yeah, that was a sign. That was a sign right there that it was not going to end well, and there were other signs as well. Let me ask you this, and maybe I should make my list since I wasn't here when Nolan Ryan was traded. I wasn't here when Bum Phillips was fired, believe it or not. But let's say you put Nolan Ryan being traded and Bum Phillips being fired on the list too, because that put this city upside down as well. I think it would be Deshaun Watson, then Nolan Ryan. This city was nuts when Nolan Ryan ended up not getting re-signed here. And Bum Phillips is on that list too. So if you want to go back on total history, there's a lot of big moves like that. Not quite as significant. Lance Berkman going to a Cardinals uniform. That was kind of strange. There's been a lot of that stuff. But this generation, those five guys, I think the worst one, the most painful, and the most impactful would probably be Deshaun Watson.
As far as championship impact, though, I think it's Garrett Cole. Because
you're projecting, yeah, if you're wondering, current.
Well, yeah, because I think Garrett Cole last year, if you had Garrett Cole last year, I think there's a strong chance the Astros win the World Series. Or they definitely get there, I think, because, you know, you were in Game 7 against the Rays. You could have used Garrett Cole. I don't know if you beat the Dodgers or not. I mean, I think the Dodgers are still a better team, but you at least get there, and I think you have a good chance of getting there this year with Garrett Cole at the top of the rotation. Deshaun Watson, you won four games with him, you know? So, yeah. Harden, I think you kind of reached your peak. James Harden himself said he didn't feel like they were good enough, and that was part of the reason that he did what he did to force his way out of town, and we know.
And they weren't.
JJ, obviously. But from a championship impact and bringing a championship, I think the Cole is second to none on the five. Although you believe, unless you believe Deshaun Watson was eventually going to win a Super Bowl.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, I've watched games in recent years where I'm like, this guy's going to win a Super Bowl in this city. Remarkably, Houston's going to get to a Super Bowl because of what we saw from Deshaun Watson. So if you're going to project, I could project that. When you saw Deshaun Watson at his best with a subpar lineup, a subpar coach, and a subpar whatever Jack Easterby was, around him, and you saw the things he was doing
last year.
Well, I'm saying just in general, the last 2-3 years, you can't tell me you didn't think this guy's gonna win a Super Bowl here.
I did for sure the first couple years as a starter.
Yeah,
last year it seemed like there was a lot going on there. 4-12 is 4-12,
and despite that, he's still, you know, leading passer in the league. And
the other problem that I had, and I think it's difficult, and there's a lot of great quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls, is a lot of these guys that are balling out right now, Mahomes came in the league with him. He's won an MVP. Lamar Jackson came in the year after. He's won an MVP. You had all these young quarterbacks. This is – many people are calling this the era of the quarterback. Yeah. I think it might be tougher to win a Super Bowl now as a franchise quarterback than it was in the past, especially when you aren't, you know – having Andy Reid call plays for you and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it might have been a little bit more difficult. I don't know. I mean, you definitely would have had a better chance with him than you do now.
No question.
With Davis Mills. Not trying to break any news here, but you definitely would have felt a little bit better about it.
Yeah, you think? I mean, even if he just comes back happy, you'd feel better about this team right now, as bad as it is and as much as they have, you know, all these – retreads. I mean, let's just call it what it is. They got a bunch of retreads that they've been signing on short contract.
Now, there's a lot of questions about Deshaun Watson. Ian Rappaport interviewed himself on the Rich Eisen show asking all of these questions as we wonder what the future of Deshaun Watson is and where he will, if he does, play football again in the National Football League.
There is uncertainty around Deshaun Watson. Here are all the things we don't know. Is he going to play for the Houston Texans again? Is he going to be on the field to start 2021? Is he going to be suspended? Is there going to be a criminal matter which is going to move forward in a way that will take him off the field? If they don't trade him like he has requested, what would he do? Would he not show up? What would he do? Are there teams who would give the kind of compensation to Nick Cassiro that would make him almost have to trade him? That's a lot of questions, right? And so you have the Houston Texans. You signed like 1,000 players in free agency. You plugged all the holes. All you had was a third-round draft pick. So what they decided was, you know what? We're just going to take the best player we can at the most important position, maybe give ourselves some insurance, and if Watson comes back and plays, fine. If he doesn't, we're prepared. Does it mean they're going to trade him? No. Does it mean he's going to be suspended? No. Does it mean they're not going to trade him? No. It means all of those things.
It means they're going to trade him and they're not going to trade him? It means all those things? I think the simple answer to all that is Deshaun Watson's going to make a settlement. He's going to get traded and probably suspended. And that's what everybody in the league knows right now. And that's why the wheels are still turning. You know, one thing he also said is that he's still taking calls. Nick Cassiro is still taking calls. So if it's a done deal that he's going to come back and you're going to just wait it out until next offseason or fine him or write out the suspension with Deshaun Watson as a Texan, you wouldn't be taking those calls.
I think if we don't hear anything for the next week or so about Harden and or Busby, then I think it kind of shows that those guys, they might not be on the same page, because I think the negotiation when it comes to a settlement is probably intense. I don't think Tony Busby's going to he's not going to leave a dime on the table. He's going to try to get max value now for the 22 accusers or whatever it's at. But they had that 2 weeks from Judge Collier to figure out how to find those other names. Mm-hmm. If they don't need to go back to court to resolve that, I think that tells you. I think it's even more of a context clue that a settlement could be coming, because that would mean that, you know, they're working it out on their own and there's not a deadline where they have to go in court. I don't know the time frame for this type of stuff. I just know that they were given 2 weeks by Judge Collier, and the less we hear in the next week or so, my prediction is before June 1st, a settlement comes, but even less would mean more than it already does.
Here's what I think: the number is already set. You know, in terms of a settlement, I think Deshaun Watson already knows what he's going to pay each or collectively all of the accusers. What they're working on right now is, all right, how do we get out of this thing with both sides looking good? And that's always difficult.
Looking good.
Looking as best as they can. Because, like, Deshaun Watson I think he already knows the number he's going to pay these people. He's probably already, you know, accounted for, let's say, whatever, $10 million. All right, just a nice round number. $10 million for 22 accusers. We'll just use that as an example. That much has already been settled, I would guess. What they're doing now is, all right, Rusty Harden's team is putting together the wording, the verbiage, the agreement of the settlement in such a way where Deshaun Watson does not openly admit to doing anything. It's just a kind of a, like, however they want to word it, to where, well, Deshaun Watson saw that he, you know, he was in the wrong place and shouldn't have been doing certain things. However lawyer speak is. On the other hand, Tony Busby, his team, and Tony Busby, they want to word it in such a way where they're not just saying, cool, he didn't do anything, we're just taking the money. So I think what they're working on is the wording of the settlement. The money has already been set, I would guess.
You think the money's been set?
Yeah. I think they know what he knows what he's going to pay. It's just trying to hammer out the settlement.
But how are they going to...
They're going to hammer out the settlement wording. So, like, after the fact, when it, because it's a public document and everybody's looking at this, Deshaun Watson is going to look like he doesn't admit to doing anything, but being in the wrong place, or however they want to do it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, and by the way, with you here on
actual
Sports Leader Sports Radio 610.
The actual number is not going to be public, like 10 million or whatever the number is. I think it's just going to be, we reached this an agreement, and here's the agreement.
Astros trailing 3-1 right now. Garrett Cole on the mound. He's in the sixth inning right now. He's only allowed a run, 79 pitches. So looks like we're going to get some vintage Garrett Cole. My wish for the Astros to win this one and no other game could be coming to a screeching halt. So the dream could be dead. I blame John Lopez for being such a buzzkill this morning when I started the show with that awesome take. John McClain agreed, by the way.
I think he was pandering.
That's a great point, Landry.
To the listeners. Yeah, I want to beat Garrett Cole. He's an Astros killer. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, John McClain's a panderer. He's always been that, right? You're rolling your eyes. What do you mean?
Hell no.
No, that's what I mean. I just don't know where the logic is on that, but all right, if you want to be like that, that's cool. That's cool. Go ahead.
All right. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. So the verdict is Deshaun Watson, the worst trade, the one that hits your emotions the most, Deshaun Watson as well. We believe that trade's going to be happening in the next 25 or could happen after the next 25 days. Not that it's going to happen. McClain still believes that it's going to happen in season. He is not of the belief that the Texans would hold on to Deshaun Watson over the course of the year. So he's of that belief. He still thinks it's going to happen. He's, again, it's a fluid process. A lot can change, but that's what McClain has said. There you go.
Yeah, I don't see it. I just don't think they want this hanging over their heads all year long. I think the human element is what a lot of people discount. You know, the technical elements of this are true. Yeah, it could go into the season. Yeah, it could go into next season or off season. Yes, all these things could happen, but I think on the human side, Deshaun Watson doesn't want to be left hanging that long, and I don't think the Texans want this hanging over their head that long. It's going to be sooner rather than later. I think before June 15th, in the first 2 weeks after the June deadline, or the June barrier, whatever you want to call it.
So before camp.
I do. I think so. Yeah, and I still think it's Miami. But I think other teams are really trying hard to get into the mix as well. Yeah, before camp. But neither side wants to be talking about this. I mean, look at Cal McNair the other day, yesterday. Goes to the fire station, a feel-good story, gives him a Station 55 jersey.
He is very smart.
Talks about how Nick Caserio is what?
He is very smart.
And all these things. And what are they peppered with? The same questions. They don't want to be doing this for another year. It's going to happen sooner rather than later.
What is Nick Caserio?
He is very smart.
Okay. What about Landry Locker? What is he?
He is very smart.
Thank you. What about John Lopez?
He is very smart.
Okay. Figgy Fig?
He is very smart.
Right, there we go. All right. Thank you, Cal. It is nice to get complimented by a billionaire. I will say that.
It is.
No matter what.
It is.
Feels pretty good. Mm-hmm. Feels pretty dang good. Still can't believe John McClain ditched us for Cal. He admitted, though, that he made a mistake. He admitted as much today when he joined us, courtesy of Horn Solutions. Back to the regular schedule next week. We will have McClain Tuesday at 10:40. So don't miss that. If you missed anything, go to the Odyssey app. Thanks to McClain for hopping on. Thanks to you, The Loophole. Shout out to The Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Shout out to our firemen as well that have texted in today. Seems like a lot of firemen been listening. Hopefully it's not stopping you from putting out fires, but just keep the Odyssey app in your headphones below your hat while you're spraying the fire, and I think it actually improves performance. Don't quote me on that, please. Dump that, as a matter of fact, Figgy.
You never know.
For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. We'll talk to you manana at 10 a.m. TGIF. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello. Thank you, Peggy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.